Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. And today it's really early. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. I'm your host today. Our program today is actually the last of from this collection of 10 CDs put out by Harmonia Mundi on a special label called the Century Label, and it's dealing with the history of early music. And we could have started with this because we're now talking about music of the ancient world, and we're going way back to begin with the music of ancient Greece. And I'm not about ready to try and pronounce some of these Greek words, but we do have seven selections, and not only are they vocal, but they're also instrumental. I'll give you a list of some of the people who are performing. The one that I think I'm most familiar with, and perhaps you as a regular listener of ours, if you really are, have heard the name of Ariana Saval. She is the daughter of the famous Jordi Saval, and she is a spectacular singer and also an instrumentalist of various sorts, particularly the harp. So I think on this recording, besides singing, she plays an instrument called the barbitos, and I assume this is a harp-like instrument from ancient Greece. Luis Alves da Silva is an alto, and we'd be playing the kimbala. Massimo Cialfi playing the timbanon, the crotala, and the sulprins. And finally, Conrad Steinman is Alos, and it's under his direction that this fantastic group of musicians will be playing this music of ancient Greece. We listen to now seven different selections.
Thank you.
Part one of today's program, dealing with really early music. This is the music of the ancient world. And we just heard some selections from music of ancient Greece. And we're talking about the years, about 572 to 600 B.C. Perhaps it's the other way around, 600 to 572 B.C. We have the larger number first because we're approaching the birth of Christ. And when we get down to 0 B.C., which is the beginning of the birth of Christ, we heard a variety of instruments here. And this particular recording is based upon a lot of research that has been done with the instruments and very little of any musical notation written down. But the instruments instruments were constructed by Paul de Reichlin, who was the basis of this whole recorded music that we're hearing from ancient Greece. And as I mentioned, he worked for 24 years on this intensive collaboration between an instrument maker and the musician schooled in musical archaeology. That's a term and a field that I'm really totally unfamiliar with, but sounds just absolutely fascinating. So continuing on with our music of the ancient world, we get to something that's a little bit more understandable, and that is the music of the Bible. And here I'm able to read what we're going to listen to. This is music from the early biblical era, and I'm talking about the Old Testament. We're listening to two psalms, Psalm 23, 24, a selection from the Song of Songs, a selection from Jeremiah, and then from Lamentations, another song, Psalm 150. By the way, Psalm 150 is noted because it mentions Praise the Lord with the harp and the cithara. So we know that those instruments existed in biblical times. And we'll end this section off with Esther chapter 5, verse 1. A series of people, including, again, Ariana Saval, and we have a Celtic harp being played and a number of other instruments that are really more recognizable to our modern audiences. So a 1,000-year-old notation deciphered here by Suzanne Hike Ventura, listening to Music of the Bible.
Yeah. Свеча віта заваше бея дом, ватіка весетел, ватіка белоша шавіт, ваюмер ла.
Music of the Bible from this volume one of the Century label of the history of early music. And again, this was a collection put together by Harmonia Mundi from a series of their own recordings. We're now going to Byzantine chant. It's a little bit later, and we'll hear three Alleluias and an expostulation on the office for Tuesday. We hear three versions. Then we hear a chant for communion and selections from the canon for Saturday. We have a choir here from Paris doing all of this music, and again, the Byzantine chant from Volume 1 of the History of Music.
Oh.
selections of Byzantine chant there. And we have a few minutes remaining, and we're continuing with the Byzantine Church, but this time it'll be a selection from the Imperial Byzantine Church. And we'll hear the Office of the Nativity, and the selection is under the direction of Sister Marie Carew, directing the Ensemble de la Paix. And that final chant again from the Byzantine Church. This has been a program today devoted to music of the ancient world, and our final volume to be heard on this program dealing with the history of early music put out by Harmonia Mundi. Hope you've enjoyed all of them. We'll be back to, call it regular programming next week. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. I've been your host, and we'll welcome you back again next week on Continuum.